How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, Svejson, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. And our mission is, of course, to make the world of work a better place. It's a tall order, but we're working on it. Today, we are speaking to a German multinational technology conglomerate, and we're going to learn how they've set up the employer brand function and developed an EVP with clusters or pillars, if you like. Lots to learn today. Let's start the show. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Good to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah. My pleasure. So please let our listeners know who you are and what is it that you do.
Oh, I am a personal mother of three kids. This is nothing what you can now relate to work, right? But this is essentially who I am, living in Munich. But the more important stuff is I'm working with Siemens for now exactly 15 years. Wow. I was coming, it's quite a long time. And I was coming from consulting, going into this fascination of technology. So I think this is exactly where I am, at the midst between technology and business. And this is the perfect place to thrive and grow. And I'm at Siemens in Munich, in the headquarters, and that's me.
Fantastic. And for our listeners, those who may not be familiar with Siemens, can you give us a brief description of the company?
Yeah. This is a question I often get. So what is Siemens? In Germany, well known, it's a big global technology powerhouse. We have a 175 years heritage of technology innovation. And it's mainly B2B, but I know that some people know it from the washing machines, from mobile, but this is not exactly what we do. So we are very much into digital industry. We are very much into mobility, and we are very much into smart infrastructure, what means that we are help make supply chains more resilient. We help make buildings or even cities more energy efficient. And we are helping, like Porsche, for example, to have their production being produced or set up faster than they did before via our digital twin technology.
Amazing. Yeah. And for me, I used to work at a recruitment agency many, many years ago. And Siemens Business Services in Munich was one of my best clients. So, I have a fond connection.
Right. Just great to hear.
Yeah. What are some of the talent challenges that Siemens is faced with?
Yeah. So I was talking about the very great focus on technology and the technology. What we do is we want to create technology with purpose. So to help to make a better world, to create a more sustainable world. And technology is made by people, right? And this is the everlasting challenge to get the smartest and brightest minds to do this technology and create this technology. And now looking at our heritage, coming from a mechanical industrial conglomerate, transforming into a tech company. And you listen, right, it's a tech company now where we are. And here we are really looking at the tech talents where Amazon and Google and Tesla and all the others, you name them, are also looking at. So the big challenge currently is, of course, attracting tech talents for Siemens, but of course, also staying on top of everyone's mind in this war of talent that people also besides tech talents are choosing us to start or grow their career.
And it's interesting because you mentioned that you're well known in Germany. So is the talent challenge less in Germany because people see it as a good employer, whereas in other countries there's no awareness?
No, I would say no. We have a strong income in all of the big countries, in Germany, the same like the other big countries. But I would say talent preferences are kind of different, right? Yeah. And talents have to choose or can choose where they start and work with. And this is the same in Germany as well. So talent preferences, this is something we are, of course, addressing with everything what we do. But especially the topic around more flexibility, more mobility, hybrid working. And so this is something which is challenging in a way because talent demand those things and we have to offer and attract or meet them on their demand preferences.
Right. Okay. Which brings me nicely on to employer brand. So what does this function, what does it look like at Siemens?
So the function of employer brand, this was really built up during the last 2 years from scratch because we had already something like an employer brand, but for some reasons, there weren't that many activities. So when we started 2 years ago, we had to create, or we were allowed to create, and this is a real great thing, to really start from scratch. And we thought about, when talking about technology, was what is it what we can offer people out there, what we can offer the talents out there. And it is really an invitation to create a better tomorrow with us. So I was talking about helping the world to get more sustainable, right? And we are inviting the people to create this better tomorrow with us. And this is the main theme, the idea of our employer branding.
Fantastic. And where does this employer brand sit in your organization? Are you part of talent acquisition?
I am part of talent acquisition. However, I would not say it's a pure talent acquisition topic, right? Mm. So from day one, we partnered with our colleagues from Global Communication. So it's really a joint cross-organizational boundaries topic. And we just had a review of the last 2 years this morning, and it is just great how the team grew together. And it's not about, are you doing this? Is HR or is CM doing this? No, it's the team. And this is really great. So this is definitely one success factor. So we started this as a cross team, and we started this from global, yes. But from the very first day, we also included the regions and the businesses in it. Yeah. So we selected recruiters on different levels and in different areas of the world, help us shape what we came up with, help us shape the strategy around create a better tomorrow.
Great. So it sounds like you've got loads of regions, businesses and people along the journey. Who are the pioneers? Who are the ones who have jumped on the employer brand bandwagon at Siemens?
So everyone, basically. So I think we have a big fan environment or fan club, so to say. So it's, of course, the core team, but it's definitely the big countries like Germany, India, US and China. We definitely have fans from the very first second, but also in our tech business units. They mm-hmm. also shaped and helped. Of course, we involved the tech talent, so the real techies, yeah, beyond the pure recruiters, but the techies in investigating into, are we on track when it comes to visual appearances? Are we on track with regard to headlines and how we meet them in a written way, right? And also when we selected, who do we include from a photo shooting perspective? So our people are the ambassadors, and you see them on all our online ads. So these are the fans and the ambassadors from the very first hour. And this fan club is still growing.
Amazing. Right. And I know you have also gone about developing an EVP. And you've got what I would refer to as pillars, but I think it's called clusters. Can you talk us through what it all looks like?
Yeah. So as I said, to create a better tomorrow with us as a main theme, yeah, this is very close also to our company strategy, transforming the everyday, if you come across any advertisement, just to make it clear that there is. Mm-hmm. So creating a better tomorrow with us is built on three pillars or clusters, which is impact. And what do we mean by impact? It's the impact everyone can create by creating technology with purpose. And we invite everyone to do so at his very first day or from the beginning, doing this in the ecosystem, doing this with partners, challenging the status quo, inventing new innovations and technology. So this is what we mean with technology, with purpose and creating impact. And sustainability is one big thing in that. So this is also the storytelling, what we are trying to convey out on the market that it gets more tangible. What do we mean by that? The second cluster we are talking about is culture. So what we aim to convey also here to the talent market is that we have an inclusive culture where everyone can bring his whole self to work, so be him or herself, where we celebrate successes but also have a failure culture. Yeah, so we try things out and learn as we go in a team. And this team can be cross-boundary, cross-organizational. And this is it, how we also came up or started into this journey of the employer brand strategy development. And the third cluster is career. So how can you advance or grow your career at Siemens? And I think there are so many opportunities and options at everyone's fingertips, be it countries. We are present in more than 190 countries at the end, yeah, with more than 300,000 employees. So the countries, the regional perspective, there are so many different businesses. There are so many different functions which are there. So I think it's just great. And then additionally, we have a great learning platform where everyone can really learn. And we invite our people to learn every day, not purely on the job, but really spend hours into digital learning. And because we want to have them grow and stay resilient so that they can stay at Siemens and thrive at the end. And this is what we talk about.
Yeah, amazing. So you've got these three clusters, and I can imagine you dial them up and dial them down for maybe different regions and from different talent groups. Can you give us any examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we found out, or what is very well known, is in Germany, for example, everyone is more looking on how secure is the company, what is my salary, what are my progression possibilities, and so on. Whereas in other countries like China, innovation, the product itself, corporate social responsibility is more in the talent preferences upper part of the ranks. So this is something we definitely use and how we play the different clusters of the EVP when we talk and go out talking with talents, which is influencing the headlines, which is influencing also the videos we are creating and putting out. And then at the same time, looking into talents, right, or talent pools. Tech talents are very much looking on autonomy. How can I bring in my coding skills, and how can I try things out? And this is something, of course, we need to talk about more when it comes to we want to really attracting those tech talents.
Okay, and out of these clusters, which one is your favorite?
It's definitely, it's hard to say. It's the mixture between technology and culture, because you cannot create technology without people, as said. And I think you need to have the right culture. You have to get together diverse teams with the trust, with the fun, that people are really willing to just work. Yeah, not only in the office and also remote, this is all fine. But I think the culture at the end of the day, how people come along with each other, is the utmost important stuff, and everything else is then following. So yeah. Culture.
Okay, well, I agree with you. Fantastic. So turning to activation, so how do you go about telling prospective candidates in the marketplace about Siemens as a place to work, but also internally, how do you activate the EVP?
So I think you said it right. So internally and external activation. And for me, let's start with the internal activation. This very much started right away when we started this project, because we also involved the community right from the beginning and informed about it. We had a lot of stakeholders we communicated with from the very beginning, and they were influencers, ambassadors in their respective networks. This is, I think, key to have, especially in such a big company, at a solid base that they trust you what you do. When we then really launched the whole thing, it was the Siemens Business Conference last year in October in Munich. There were invited around 500 people. And when I was asked why here, because I said, yeah, you have to tell this from the top. So our management needs to know about it, right? And they have to experience it. So we had quite of a nice on-site experience with a selfie wall and also with some gimmicks. So they were already confronted with it, engaging with it and carrying it back to their teams and countries. We had nice bags with the slogan and so on. So we really started this activation there. At the same time, we did a big information campaign internally. We enabled our employer branding community with trainings, with videos also from our people and organization officer, Judith. And there were different angles where we were influencing people, informing people, communicating. And this has never ended since then. So we are also about to restart new activation campaigns internally, again, for the 300,000 people to really reach everyone, because this is at the end key. Everyone is an ambassador and everyone can tell stories about Siemens, or is anyway talking about Siemens. So I think we can influence him or her to do it in the right way. And then there is this external market activation. We pushed our social media channels again. We created some suspension. We are back to keyboard. We had a very nice video doing this. We're creating a little bit of excitement. And since January, we are really playing our using and leveraging our social media channels, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We are also doing a big media campaign in four of our big countries, specifically addressing tech talent. So there is a lot of going on. Additionally, we have our new jobs and career site now launched. So a lot is happening, but at the same time, you shouldn't stop now. So you need relentless, ongoing, consistent communication externally and internally to get everyone on board and really to reach everyone. And this is at the same time super fun, but it's also a big challenge. Yeah. And I think it's known to everyone who is launching something big like a new employer brand.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you and the team are spinning a lot of plates there. And so you've been running this for 2 years now. And what sort of metrics are you starting to look at, and how are you planning to report on the return on investment?
So you have to measure. Yeah, this is key. And thanks for bringing this up. And what we are currently doing is, of course, to look first, what do rankings tell us and what do talent preferences and talents talk about Siemens, like Universum, for example. Yeah, they are doing great things and really giving you answers, providing answers on how is the picture of Siemens in the talent world out there. So this is something we really consider. And then there are other rankings as well. From the internal perspective, we are currently setting up the baseline, of course, because we just started, but it is, of course, organic social media. It's the paid social media. How much time do people spend on your jobs and career page? What is the click-through rate into your jobs portal? How much time or do they finish then the application, and so on and so forth? You guys have named them. This is super important, and this is something where we also base all our future activities on, because you have to constantly learn and adapt either channels, headlines, how you go out. Yeah? And this is definitely something we look at. And there's also the recruiting side, right? Do we get the right quality in the applications? Do we reach the right talents who are applying there? How much applications do you get? So there's also something where you can learn and see how you can fill the positions you're really aiming to fill in fast pace.
Yes, amazing. Okay. And so we have lots of employer brand professionals listening to this episode right now. And so I'm wondering, Stephanie, have you got any top tips for them?
Stay curious and never stop learning is the most important tip, yeah, at all. Mm-hmm. But I think also create a vision. What is your vision for your employer brand strategy, and follow this vision? When I was sitting in my very first meeting with my manager, and I had to present what my plans are, and I was super nervous, obviously. And I said, we need to kind of create an ecosystem where we enable everyone in the regions at the same time, because everyone is screaming and shouting at me saying, hey, Stephanie, we need to have a new employer brand. Yeah. And I said, we need to get them on board easily, and we need to help them to create their assets to go out. And I got a big question mark saying, yeah, I don't believe in that. Let's start with one country. And I said, I'm not sure. And now we are back and having Canva as a great technology platform where are all the templates in, where we have a headline library, where we have all the pictures of our Siemens ambassadors and heroes in, and everyone in the regions has the possibility to create the assets as they are working on that day and just put them on LinkedIn or into a billboard or into a roll-up banner or whatsoever. So I had this very tiny, shiny vision at the very beginning. And yes, it's turned out true. So I think have the convincing skills to go this way, learn on the way, but have a vision and a picture where you want to get.
Great. Okay. And Stephanie, how long have you been working in this this field or this function now?
I'm there since 2 years before I came from consulting when I took over this this team. However, I was always involved in people recruiting, employer branding topics, also as a consultant. So it's close to my heart. So you maybe see and hear or listen to the passion I have. But I have learned tremendously during the last years when building this up. And so did the entire team, by the way. So I think having this learning and growing mindset is key when you go and start new endeavors.
And so you did, you work in the people space before, now more on the employer brand focus. But what is it that makes your role, your job so special? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
It's the team. It's basically really the team. It's the passion of the team. It's the curiosity of the team to create new things, to transform such a big company and bring this up to life. And acknowledging that it is not a one-time activity. It's really you have to constantly do something that people know what you're doing and that they adopt to it and that they use it. And having great people around me sharing the same passion, sharing the same vision, having fun with, and also growing this team to where we are. Yeah, so we started from zero, and now we have a great team of super diverse profiles sitting in this global team with this great ecosystem around. This is driving me.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. All right. So my final question is, where can our listeners connect with yourself, Stephanie, and where can they learn more about Siemens Employer Brand?
Yeah, you can always connect me on LinkedIn. It's Stephanie.Dreyrob. You find me there. And and everyone who wants to know more about Siemens and about the great work the team was doing or is still doing, go on our jobs and career page, which we just launched late April this year, and you can dive the Siemens universe with all our great technologies, with all the great culture, people topics I just mentioned, and also about how you grow and excel at Siemens there. And if there are further questions, you can also get in contact. So please interact. And there is Facebook, there is Instagram, and there is LinkedIn as such. So also here, join the conversation and see what is coming up. Stay curious there.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Okay, folks, there we have it. Be sure to reach out to Stephanie on social or one of those other avenues. Thank you ever so much for sharing your insights. Also, I should mention that there is a hashtag to look at, which is hashtag tomorrow with us. So tomorrow with us hashtag, and I'll take you to a lot of the content that Stephanie was referencing. And if you are interested in measuring your employer brand, be sure to check out the Employer Brand Index. You can find it at linkhumans.com, or feel free to get in touch with me and I'll tell you all about it. Finally, to subscribe to this podcast or to find the show notes articles, head on over to employerbrandingpodcast.com. That is it. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you next time.
At the end of the day, it's stay curious and never stop learning. Yeah, and I think this is the motto I'm following, and I would encourage everyone who is joining or going into a new job to grow. The world is that fast pacing. Stay curious, learn, and stay maybe also courageous and try out new things.